Rishalmi Yevamis Dav Beis. So we starting from Aleph from a Beis. We left off yesterday a little bit in the middle of the Mishnah that brings down the Shita of Yosef Bar Kalafta that had five children. We mentioned the way the Peshat and the Korban Eidah, quotes from the Gemara, the Bavli that that he was Noheg of Yosef Bar Kalafta himself. Was Noheg to have to Rishamesh to Yavama. He did not want to have any anah, only the Lushem Mitzvah. So he wrapped himself in a sadin and he used a sheet and he didn't. So to minimize, as the Kabbalah explains, to minimize is anah saguf. And so they was able to have, and from there came out these five great Talmidei Chachamim, the great Tanoim that came out of these mice, these pure actions. But to Pnei Moshe, it's a little more difficult. Pnei Moshe's Pshah, which we didn't get to say yesterday, was basically, we're talking about where he had five, he had five brothers, all of them died and without children, and that he had relations, he was Miyavim, each one, and with each one, and since it was Dafka, Biel, the Shem Mitzvah, so he used the Sadin, and at each one of those came out his child, and he didn't have continued relations with them. And that's the sheet of the Pnei Moshe, and it's hard to understand. And Mefarshim will go in to try to explain. Once you, as the Gemara said already in the beginning of the Mishnah, once you miyavim a woman, she's ishto l'chol davar. So all the mitzvahs onan, or everything else applies. So why did he only have one? So there's different sheetas to explain what the Pnei Moshe's pshat was. The Korban Eidah is more simple to explain that simply that he had the Shem Mitzvah and then they were a regular wife. But Pinosho quotes from Shitza Tosfis, it seems that there was he only had one beer with her. The question is how do we reconcile that with the understanding that a Yavama she becomes a regular wife. So someone explained that really wasn't she came to Abishol, but rather like a Shita de Tana, that Taka holds that Yavam is only mutter just one time, and Taka not to have more. We don't pask in that way. That's not the way the Sugya comes out, but that is a Shita. There is a Shita like that. Mamela, therefore, he was Mekayim that, according to that opinion. That's why he only had Bias Mitzvah for the purpose of Yivam, and that was what he limited it to that, and that would explain with Pnei Moshe the source of that Shita Zatosis. But the Mefarshim will go into this in great detail to see how the Achronim explain Pshat and Zatosis. Let's see, go back. The Gemara continues. Back to Lashon, the Mishnah, discussing the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says the Psukim, that we come from Psukim, where we see the mitzvah, the Yim Chalitz on each of these cases. We try to explain each one. It says in the Pasuk that the Ervas is Shechir Lo Segal, Mashbub, it means the brother, means that you can't have the wife of your brother, a relation with her, whether it's from your brother, whether he's your brother from your mother's side or from your father's side, half brother. Still, Allah, because it's us. It's still because it's Ishazak. When he died, he was born already, he was not born. Whether it's considered brother's lifetime or after the brother died, it doesn't make a difference. Even if his brother divorced his wife, he's no longer considered Bishaskai, if he was his wife. So Lamaisa, she's still not a married woman, but she's still considered, said the Korban Eidah, still considered his brother's wife. Even if at one point he's divorced, he would still be considered us at death. All the brothers are always us, no matter what. Brother's wife is always us. However, we know these are luck of Yivam. The Torah says it becomes mutter for Yivam. You think it becomes mutter for all the cases in every case, which means that any time any brother, any maternal brother, or any other brother at all, the Torah is telling us it should be applied to all cases. Every age is going to be mutter, because Yivam is mutter for all brothers. Whether he had children, didn't have children, whether from which side it's from, of any scenario, even we think maybe the Yivam includes everything. So Gemara said, no, doesn't that. Doesn't only includes one particular case. What's pshat? Gemara said, doesn't apply to a case from the mother's maternal brother, only from a paternal brother. Brothers together, the halakha of the Torah said, they brothers live together. And when one dies, that's the Gemara said, we said the brothers by Yaakov, the Shul, we're 12 brothers. We're all 12 brothers from one father. So my just look over there. We said Achim. He first said clearly referring to the 12 sons of Yaakov. They were all brothers from the same father. That's the dust. So therefore, the Gzeirah Shavayir, the Torah tells you the Halacha of Yeshu Achim Yaakov by Mitzvah Yivam. It's also brothers from the father. It's Banim and Av. That's when the Torah says the mitzvah yivam. The brothers mina aim. There's no mitzvah yivam. It becomes us. It remains. Brother dies with no children. There's not. There's no din yivam for it. So the Gemara says different. We see it doesn't apply. So how do we know that applies even in such a case? So the Gemara says yachtov state yachtov. Means again another case that David did drash only with Yesh Miyak, they were alive together. So Reuben and Shimon were alive together. That's he's Miyavim. But if Levi was born after Reuben died, it wasn't Yaktov. They didn't live together as Yaktov. It's together, even though they are so the same brother Manah, the same mother and father. It doesn't make a difference. It excludes from Yivam because it says Yaktov. What about towards one of them died? Which means what do you mean one of them died? If the marriage was died, but if they died through Vigashim Mesa, but of this woman's pater me'ivim. Again, it's another drasha. Torah says, "Umeis echad mehem, as mehem from the they're married, and when they were brothers together, and that the brother died, he died when they were still considered brothers, minaf, and she was still considered the brother-in-law. But if meis before he died, if one of the brothers divorced her, megarsha." It's no din even. If the brother wants to be yavim afterwards, it doesn't know din even. Torah even doesn't patre. Jesh yisaf remains yisaf forever. What's the fifth drasha? Ben ein lo has no sons. I mean, abedorah, but my son is patre. There's no din. If you have a pasuk, it's not. There's no din. There's no even. There is no din even. If there's, it's always says ben ein lo. So five things we learn out of the pasuk to who to include, who's to include, and who what to include, what to exclude from the mitzvahs even. Zaktu mar vayta. But brother's wife is included in all our ayahs. What is that included? It's mutai de'avim. If you're learning all the ayahs together in one drasha, all of them belong to the same thing, which means Eshazak is the same category, the same klal rule as all the other ayahs, and yet there's all of Torah's miyabim. It gives you a mitzvah even beer. Maybe only them. Maybe any other Yisrael is also included, you would think, should also be included in. The answer is no, it doesn't include. The question is, why not? What's the exclusion of the pasuk that any other are excluded from the Arayah? So I think I'm going to explain. Aleh means on it, on that case. You should not take another woman, Aleha. Vamal should come on her. Only with Torah says Aleh min Achmanayim. The only time Torah says Aleh is only because of Achmanayim. That's the only time Torah says Aleh. That's what he did in Drasha. Because the same thing will be applies only when it's Achmanayim. Any other type of Erva, it doesn't apply. It's not just the Hs Ach from the father's side. It's not included. It's not part of this Drasha. And therefore, with no head to even would not apply. And all the other cases of Arayos would not be. There would be no Denevim there. If we see excluded from the Pasuk of Aleh. Suck to Gemara. Let's go to sidetrack for a moment. Ela refers to the case where a kiss of brother had relations with the person's wife's sister. We're talking about a woman who's not a Yavama. Torah also should be named Yavama. Why are you including it that it should be Dafka Yavama excluded? We see over this Tomana Kabaneda explains this is Tomana case of different arrives. A sister of a wife, it's not included in the Drasha. It's a different Drasha of Aleh. Should not be included in here. So what are you bringing this drush over here? Maybe it's a different drush at all. So it's not included. It wouldn't be excluded in the parasha. So Gemara says, I don't understand where you get such a drush. I don't understand. You're coming up with an unusual drush. You're trying to speak a case even when it's not a Yavama. How do you extend that? How do you stretch the Gzeirah Shava to include even a case? It's not a Yavama. It's not a mustaber to do that, to go. I'm Rabbi Melchizedek. Torah is not a case where it's not a Yavama. I say, "Fuck, okay, that's the other way around. I'm telling the Kalacha Torah case, but any Yavama, you're going to try to include in Yavama, Dafka Yavama. So you're also stretching the Pasik." So Yaakov got angry at Yavama's Kasha, the way of mocking tone that he used in his Kasha. Melee, he didn't act part on him. He was says a comment. Cause from Achilleg, he got answered him in a very nerach nitzach v'shachu. He asked him like a joking way, a joking and a sarcastic way. He gave him an answer, and Ikbar got angry at him for speaking to him in such a way. So the Gemara Yossi, what's the pshat? V'da gedla bolig. Not that Rabbi Gamliel to argue with the drasha what he was saying. Zera shav. Elam apin alish nirishma rabbi. He's arguing because the drasha heard from his rabbi. I said over the way I heard from my rabbi. You're going in, you're making fun of it. You're saying there's no such drasha. That's what bothered him because he said over the way his rabbi heard of him. And maybe therefore that's the drasha he applies. It applies by even a non yisuration with none to it. Even there's no din marriage. It's just a question of stam. It's a din erva. So the question is, what's the halacha? Where do you get the drasha oleh drum? Where do you talk a darshan that you get this drasha from that you're now saying you don't accept? Ma'adon, what's the halacha? And we say, tell me something about drasha. You have a real leo. Marcy, Malhala, Shanamalani, Bain, Biavama, Apalash, Namavama, Dafka Biavama. So I feel Mitoya Ishtar, the Chosla Timotor. You can't take a woman and a sister. Now do it, Yavama. It applies even in the case of another case. Kereshav applies, not included in the case of a Yavama. It even applies to a case of where it's a Ilasikak, Ishisakosa. You can have two sisters you can't marry. That's where you can't include it. So therefore, it's not really included in the Drasha. So you must say, if that's so, let's go back to the Loch and the Mishnah. Ainly, Aloyan, the Loch of Torsan, by excluded the Loch, by the wife or the sister, she excluded. But being Trust me, they also included from the drasha. I'm litzurah. Trust a litzurah. Lo tzuras lo tzurah. Can't be included. Tzurah tzurah. We know those things are mutar. That can't be the Torah's coming to include. Elamai, what is it coming? What is it coming to tell you? Elamai, That's what we say excluded from Yivam. All other rayas, maybe in Achalami, it's not excluded. Maybe other rayas would be included in this Yivam. Only the Torah said clearly Achaz Ishto, but I didn't know these one. As an error, as also the mutter afterwards as well, because the same halacha we apply. However, otherwise it wouldn't apply. There's no heter but like every surah. Look, it's sure she halacha should apply. Yet we said halacha before. We said no, that even that halacha erev is patura tzarasa. After shavu kol master, so it says applies all tzarasa like erev b'spatsa. All the others should be patur tzaras. So based on kol vachomer, everything should be included. So we can't say that. That can't be the pshat. So I said, what is there? Tomorrow I couldn't remember kibbutz. Couldn't remember along, etc. I explained what the drasha is. He said, Rabbi Shmuel, look at the contra Rabbi Shmuel. Said, look at that, we say that the difference that we make, that's a din drasha, a drasha we say, and therefore we don't learn such a halacha, we don't apply the connection. We don't make the drasha all the way across, that it should be considered, everyone should be incorporated into this chiyuv, into this chiyuv kares. It doesn't accept that should be the drasha. Doesn't want to accept that that should be the drasha for that to include, to exclude this as well, that it would not be included in the Nerayas. So what's Rabbi Shmuel's source for telling the other Rayas apart? If you can't say the Pasuk is coming to exclude our Rayas, so where do we know the Rayas are excluded? Time of Rabbi Shmuel, maybe the Rayas are included that we say that Yavivim applies even to the Rayas. Time of Rabbi Shmuel, no, my God, most Machay Valkovis, and we also included in it. Same thing should apply. Every Zodan Lachayim, let's say, said in Zachayim. Adovah said, Shaskayiv and Alam, Skokov and Shkokatas, the Yashu Lurish, because he loved Yavish, because he has the Yavim. Since I look at this, it's Pashuk is telling us Dafka Yivim, it's telling us in a case such like that. So therefore, we tell us it should be included in the original Drasha. He says, no, we're telling it should be different, because I look at this, doesn't apply. We don't, Shmuel himself says that this case is different. So we're saying it's different over here, and the Drasha, you thought to make it that it should apply to other ones won't apply. So what's enough? We have two different pshatim. Both tell us that it doesn't apply to other Yisurim. Both tell us that it doesn't connect the other cases that are still considered possible. But what's enough between the two different drushes? What's in between Rav Shmuel and Akiva? What's the difference between Aaron Kohen Gadol? We say that this thing, Akiva is the one who says, Midrashan out of the Kavachomer, to tell us that is considered apostle. There's no Isura. There's no Hetra. It goes right to become a gadol. She becomes, she's already in the base of the it was given away. So I was out here and the Hetra Akhazura, where Yasulaj becomes Asuliyam forever. So you can't do it. I'm telling you that the Torah is not accepting the fact that it can't be done. The Torah is telling you, this point we know it can still be done. You can still go ahead, come in and take it out. You can go ahead and take them out. So you see, it's still doable. It's still doable. They're going to foreclose. They're going to want to make sure that you have be able to go ahead and do this. They want to go take it away. They will not allow you to go ahead and to marry out. They want to go make it, take it, foreclose on you and take it. You have to go do this. It's considered an erva. So what's that mean? So Yavim, let's say it's mutal Yavim. So why do you tell me that's us Yavim? If I can't, maybe the Mishnah tells you it should be mutal Yavim. And you do it, or do Chalitza. Why did Torah say you can't do it? I mean, we have Shavuot Shuvah, Shavuot Lokish, Lohisa, Eishas, Amesh, and Chalitza. We can't say you can't go ahead, that the Eishas, Amesh, Shukutza should go out. The Mishnah said it should be that came out, that the wife of a dead person should not be able to go marry. Zuisha Shazola is a woman that's strange for him. The Yavim is considered strange for him. That's what Torah is referring to. That's the Zara. That's the considered what we consider Zara lo. So therefore, what are we telling us? Amar Torah, exactly. Torah said, no, you can't go ahead. You can't have such a wife. The Yavim cannot feel a mitzvah, even if it's a five mitzvah. If she's considered strange to him, even the woman, the women came to Chalitza, can't do Yavim. You can't do Yavim because Lamaisa Ayat is a mitzvah of Yavim. No, because they're telling us is Torah is excluding it. Since it's an Isser, it is Torah said, lo teal, this woman should not be your wife. The Torah telling you a lot. The daf doesn't exclude you. Can't go ahead and marry. I shouldn't be a Chalitza. It should be nothing. Why do you see Nikalitza? Why does Mishnah say she's a Chalitza? Should have nothing. There's no connection. So Gemara said, he said, Yevimto. Torah said, Chalitza. Torah said, no, Yevimto isn't. We're concerned about Chalitza. We're not worried about. If a woman that's us, she can do a Chalitza. It's not a big deal. Even a Chalitza that, or forbidden, the question of it must let him do a Chalitza. So I should go there, Mark, but they should not go ahead, and I should not do it. But the Chalitza stuff that you could do. I'm Rav Yemi of interview, say Yevimto, Yevimto. Torah said, Chalitza is Mavad, but Chalitza, Chalitza you can do. Another drasha you see. But it must apply. It's not Shemayim. You know, you have to go where you want to help him, but he has the difference in doing it, and everyone knows, no one is stepping up. And obviously, the Gemara said that that's what they feel. They should not go. Don't save him. Gemara said, Shemayim, we can let go. We can let go. Since he went in, it was made with Shemayim, so it sort of takes the place of the difference between those who were involved before, those who say it's Miayim, Yavim, and Shemayim, to be able to go ahead and buy it. You say now there's no din that you exclude. There was ma'at from you, then you should be ma'at from chalitza. So it comes together with chalitza. So Gemara says, "Tzrikol ha'idem av yemiot." Yemto Torah, you need it for the case of Russia. Yemto Torah is included by chalitza. They tell you that we don't say, they only say drasha by, even we don't say drasha by chalitza, we do not exclude you, therefore the halakha chalitza would apply. So the Gemara, if you're telling me that halakha applies, that chalitza you do have, and you vomit, it's still astro, but at least a lot, but still chalitza you do, so that is a question. Maybe I'm a kohen gadol, my dibbet tzrikol. Would you say I'm a kohen gadol, which is a lot? You say you should cry chalitza. You know, we can't do yivam because it's a lot, but maybe you could chalitza. I'm a rebel late. If the mummy kedusha tofsim ba, they'll be saying the kedusha knows it's tushin tof. So after my chalitza, if yes, if kedusha is tofis by chayv elavin, then you chami kedusha should be tofis. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense not to do it. Yet the halacha is be given to do it. Be told that you have to do it. Must say in tshikol chalitza. So Amalei says that to him. Have you had Elinus kedushin? What about Elinus? Must say Elinus. Those who can't have children, the kedushin is typhus. And it's going. You don't say chalitza. So you see over here that even kedushin that does take effect, Yivama Lamaisa is still not bound to the Yavim. It's still some separate. Not the Zika is not doesn't bind her directly. So it's a shver. So I'm that's because Alanis has a different reason why it's falls are coming on God though, not because she's Asher. It's a different svara. It's a Torah excludes one who can't be a letters. So no, it's not because he's any inherent Tom of the drasha that would come into a maye. Just as another technical point, Torah says I should tailate. You have me, I'm going to be tailate, but if she can't be tailate because she's not honest, then there's no mitzvah. No mitzvah, you can't go be over nisolam, then you can't do it. There's no din of a being miyavim. Agmar said, what about the cousin with the other arayos compared to the akosishto? Just like akosishto was us, the Torah says mefurish, all the arayos are us also in the Arab as well, and the Torah as well. Let alone the afikar. So we have two arayos in the Torah that the Torah speaks about. Akosishto, it's us. Eshes ak mutter. Because Yivim is Mater. So why do we say? Let's say all the other Arayos, don't be domet Akosishto, that it's Aser, be domet Eshesak, which is Mutal Yivim. So I'm from Anna, the Midrash Yasurim, you have two Isurim, the two Isurim. Hey, the Midrash Yasurim, Yisubachot. You learn two Isurim, all the other Arayos of Yisur Eshesak, as well as the other Arayos together from Yisur Eshesir, from an Isur of, from an Isur of Akosishto together with Eshesak. That's two, so you learn out two from two, and not they don't learn out two Yisurim from one Isur, which is the case of a regular Yavama, only has Isur Eshesach, that he can learn out. So therefore, it does not, we cannot tell the cats. Wait, other, we don't learn out to the, we learn out to Eshesach, or Yivim, it's Yivim, and not to either Isur of Matir or Arayos, because we learn out a Limud to Eshes, to Achoshishta. No, that's two versus two and versus one. So the Gemara said, why don't we talk a Lina Yivim as Mutter al Arayos? Say the same thing with Eshesach, like Eshesach is Mutter. His mutter, arayas, your mitzvah, even all other arayas should be the same thing. So there's a bavshu name called davishim machmas garim. Anything because of a single reason, batel garim, if the reason is gone, then the yisur is batel. But so therefore, Eshesak is only yasak because the brother's alive. Brother died, so there's no more yisur. So now we have mitzvah yivim. But things that didn't come because of the brother's death. Avishim batel garim, even though it could be that the thing is nullified because the yisur is no longer that person died, but it's not because of the brother. It's not Eshesak. It's a different erevah. Mitzvah, what example do you have for such a case? And we use Ganesh Kamish Israel, the 15 arayas they have. That they're all arayas, they're all different isurim. They're not nullified, they're still the isurim, still bito, kamoso, all the isurim that the Mishnah left, all the other 15 are not mutter because the brother died. It doesn't become nullified because the brother died. The isur remains, the ishesak goes up, but the other things don't remove. And merely, therefore, that should stay on. That doesn't go off much. And can the other rishon? That you can't say. Therefore, the Torah domed leishes lakosishto. But that remains. That issue remains. And therefore, that's usher. All the other rishon is considered usher as well. Yivim is not going to be matred. Only eshesak, which is a different type of issur. It's a singular issur. That's the one that remains. That's the one that goes off. And so, to over here, it goes off, and it's eshesak goes off. The issur cheres. Mamela, therefore, it would be considered a heter, and that's why we don't learn out the other ones for there, and those remain usher. There's no dimitzis yivim, masha ain kain. The case over here by Eshesak would become mutter for an Eser. Eshesak would become mutter, and none of the others. That is the Umar's Maskana.